Thank you for joining us for the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
MassMEP understands that there are so many elements to a manufacturer's business, whether it's finding their inefficiencies, strengthening their internal processes, or unlocking their growth that can extend a manufacturer beyond its current limitations.
Every episode, take a journey with us as we talk with manufacturers, legislature, subject matter experts, and so many more as we head down the path of manufacturing across the state of Massachusetts.
Whether we're in the Northeast,
Southeast,
Central, or Western regions of the Commonwealth,
every episode will explain more about manufacturing and what's happening in your own backyard. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the MassMEP Manufacturing Podcast. I'm Haley Steele.
And I'm Kevin Tata.
And today we are here for our monthly Manufacturing Uncut, the full recap episode. And this is for March. The year is flying by.
How exciting.
Yeah, three months in already.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, even from the start of when I started working at MassMEP, you know, I just... Yeah. Think back on that and it's just flying by.
Did we celebrate your 1 year anniversary on the February recap?
I think that's right. Because I came in at the end of February, right? I think it was
February 27th.
I was gonna say the same date, so yep. There you go.
Some days you never forget. Births, marriages, deaths, and Kevin's first day in the office.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sticks mm-hmm. to your brain.
Yeah, it does. It sure does. Yeah. Yeah, so 1 year in. So, yeah. And then you obviously probably never thought you would be doing something like this. Did we talk about this in your interview?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not. I think I was just kind of, I mean, you love saying, what's the expression that you say? Baptism by fire, right?
Yep.
That's, you love saying that. And I think you just tossed me in here.
Yes. Awesome. All right. Well, good. That's noted, not to ever discuss that we do a podcast in the interview process.
Exactly.
Would you have turned the job down if you would have known that? How about that?
Maybe I would have asked for more money. Who knows?
Very good, Kevin. Very good. I like that. That is, yes, valid point. Touche on that one. Very good. Very good. Okay. So we in for March. And obviously, you know, what is the out like a lion or in like a lamb or whatever, I guess is what it is when spring comes in. So we're into the March month. But before we start going through that, you really should have asked for more money now that I'm thinking about it, because you did just stress out for a brief second and then collected yourself. And now I think you're ready to roll.
Yeah. I mean, I got a lot of responsibilities on my plate, you know, and one of those responsibilities is coming to our uncut episode, our recap episode with dad joke / riddle / whatever it is that I want to show up with.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I was a little bit stressed out because I had forgotten that in my other duties, but luckily I was able to right at the buzzer. We'll call it a buzzer beater. You know, I got a joke in there right at the end of time. So without further ado, this is a great dad joke. It's all right. It's not one of my favorites, but it's all right. It still has something to do with manufacturing. But why did the CEO make everyone at the manufacturing plant go on a diet?
Why did the manufacturing plant go on a diet?
Mm-hmm. They wanted a lean facility. For the audience listening at home, I did not tell her to laugh that hard or anything. It wasn't set up. That was her genuine reaction.
Damn it. That was good. That was a good one. We need... That's okay. That we got to implement that into our openers. You got to tell the project managers that would have been a great at the company update meeting, and you would have gotten super rounds of applause.
Is that what I should do now? Open whenever I'm speaking at a company update meeting. Should I get a joke prepared?
Yes, I think that sounds great.
kind of lightens the mood. I think that's my entire job here. I mean, jokes all around, jokes, riddles all around.
I will cut this part out of the podcast so that nobody in our staff knows. Never mind, nobody in our staff listens to our podcast. So here we go
That's true.
anyway.
Just Dawn, an avid listener. That's one, that one's for you, Dawn.
Yeah, Don, that's for you. Thanks for being our number one fan. Don't be surprised when the foam finger lands on your desk for Massive Key Podcast number one fan.
Yep, definitely.
Oh, we appreciate it. We really do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So the month of March, we'll recap obviously the events. And one of the events that we're recapping on, we also did a podcast with as well. Very different in how we did our podcast for that one because we felt that the content that was brought forward at the event was well worth it. And honestly, I think Kevin and I enjoyed it because it was kind of fun to be able to do something a little different and unique. And so I think we've got some plans for that for another podcast coming up in May, is what we're thinking. So let's go through the month of March. So what are we starting with that we did in March? What's the first thing we did in the month of March?
Yeah, I mean, so you were just talking about it a little bit. The event that Haley was referring to that we also had on our podcast for our most recent podcast episode was our Women's Day workshop on March 12th. It was fantastic. And if you haven't listened to that podcast episode, go check it out right after this one. It was great.
Yeah,
A lot of
hopefully.
great panelists, a lot of great contributions from the crowd, and yeah, everyone had a great time.
Yeah, the Women's Day workshop is something that we started. This is our third annual Women's Day workshop. We're part of, and we are involved with WIM, which is the Women in Manufacturing. And there's chapters, I think, in pretty much every single state. Obviously, we're involved with the one in Massachusetts. And I think once we became involved in that, and then we saw, how important it would be, we were able to attend an event and in October, and it was because of the WIM program in Mass. And we thought, this is great. Let's do something ourselves for International Women's Day and then for Women's History Month. And so that's where the Women's Day workshop came out of. And if you listen to the podcast, you'll hear all about the Women's Day workshop, but it was very well attended. We love to go out and about in the world of manufacturing. So, of all of our handful of listeners of our podcast, if you're a manufacturer and you would like to have us be a part of your Women's Day celebration and bring our workshop into your facility, we would love to connect and learn more about you and what we could develop our Women's Day workshop around. So far, obviously, Kevin, you've been at two. I think I know which one your favorite one was. And I think because of that, you already are kind of, I know what you're, I get what you're laying down. You're trying to steer in the direction of let's maybe do something like that again in the future.
Yeah, so I mean, each Women's Day event, both of them that I've attended, I mean, they're fantastic. It's great to hear the stories and the experiences of like the panelists that are involved, but yeah, the first Women's Day that I was at last year, it was great. It was a hands-on welding simulator, and I thought that was fantastic. And I think, you know, we're always trying to do something new, so stay tuned for next year and see what we're gonna, maybe we do something else hands-on for next year.
Yeah, so if anybody's, like we said, if you're a manufacturer, you're listening, and we try to, if we can stay centrally located, we would love to, but we're not opposed to traveling a little bit one direction or another, and trying to get as many women there in attendance. But if you have something like this that you feel you would like, women in to get a vision on, and the event's not just for women, it is for men and women. Anybody can attend this event. It is for everyone. Who knows what this could lead to? Not only maybe a Women's Day workshop, but maybe we get other and bring some more representation to other different groups as well in manufacturing and kind of bring that to the forefront. Maybe those events will become prominent as well as we start to develop and start this into this new world of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And maybe that will follow through. So Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun event. FlexCon opened up their doors. They let us in, Amy Peacock and Jess Barnes, and then obviously the entire staff with Ashley and Mary and Christina. They and then all of their other staff, and I apologize, I don't have everybody's names in front of me. I feel like I'm accepting an Emmy right now or an Oscar, and I can't remember everybody's names. Not even close, but they are Oscar or Emmy worthy, that staff is, because they were
Absolutely.
great to us. They were phenomenal team in there, and what they do at FlexCon is pretty outstanding. So if you've listened to the podcast, you know. If you haven't and you're just picking this one up because it's quick, I strongly, as Kevin did, encourage you to listen to the previous episode. So you'll
Yeah.
be happy you did and learn a little bit
Definitely.
more about them.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, for all these events, it takes a village. It's not just me and Haley that are behind this. It's the entire staff at MassMEP. It's the entire staff at whoever hosts. In this case, it was FlexCon that did a fantastic job just in the preparation. I know Haley and I, our heads are kind of turning when we're like prepping the events and just making sure everything's going like perfectly as it can. So it's, I mean, just to have the backing of our wonderful hosts at FlexCon, and it's just fantastic to have those partnerships.
Yeah, it is great. It is a lot of fun. It is really cool. It's really cool. We do have a pretty cool gig where we work, and being able to get to know and meet these people and see what goes on in the world, and how things are made and what things are made. So you're right, Kevin. It is pretty awesome. So yeah, so Women's Day Workshop will be back in 2025, and here's looking forward to that next March.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So what did we do next in the month of March?
So the next thing that we had was on March 20th. It was the MMAP Cybersecurity Grant webinar, and this was partnered with Synergex Modern IT. Our friends at Synergex, they're fantastic. And this webinar was it was a hour-long informational webinar with cybersecurity experts from Synergex and a few special guests. And yeah, it just gave us some knowledge and insight to the new MMAP Cybersecurity Grant and the application process that goes with it.
Yeah, so this webinar, what we did ask Synergex to come into the webinar, and then our special guest was Lily Fitzgerald from MassTech Collaborative, the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, which is out of MassTech Collaborative. And they this year, Mass the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, they have a lot of funding opportunities available to manufacturers. And this is a new funding source that has come alive, and it is based from cybersecurity and the MMAP program. And so they what happens with MassTech and the Center for Advanced Manufacturing is they see where there are things that maybe need some attention place to it, and then they find ways and they're able to bring this funding forward, and then we are able to help out as the doers in the process of getting the manufacturers the help that they then need through people, and in our case our experts that we use are Synergex. We also work with TSI as well. So this webinar was just a place because it is our responsibility as a manufacturing extension partnership and our partnerships with CAM, the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, to get the information out to the manufacturers. And while we had Synergex on the call with us, the reason we had Synergex on the call with us is because we partner with them and they have done a lot of these projects already with us. And then to have Lily come in on the back end and to really explain how this works, why this funding is available, and what people need to do is really kind of tied it all up in a pretty little bow. Lisa Odin from MassMEP opened it up, and she explained a little bit about how this works. So if you are a company that is interested in learning more about this, this is available. The webinar is available. It is on our YouTube channel. You can also go to the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, their website, and you can find out more information about MMAP, And then also, if you ever needed to reach out to us through our contact us form and the MMAP cybersecurity grant. And what we will do is that place is you can go there and you can learn more about the process itself, how you get started, what you need to do. And what happens is that we are a nonprofit, MassMEP. And so as a nonprofit, you have to work with a nonprofit to go through the grant application process and also the entire, once your application is accepted and if you are awarded the money, then you work with us to make sure that we get you in line to follow through with the requirements for the funding that you receive. Obviously, I'm not an expert on this. Kevin, would you say you are?
I definitely would not.
Yeah, me either. So that's why we just do give a broad overview of it. But if you do want more specific information, please feel free just to reach out to us through our contact us, and we will put you in connection. We've had a couple of those. I would listen to the webinar and get more of the information. You'll hear Lily in there discussing when the deadlines are and a little bit more of the details on that. So I don't want to give out some misinformation on it, but at the same time, know that there is a space that you can go to. And like I said, CAM, the Center for Advanced Manufacturing, it's what they do and what funding they're able to bring forward for manufacturing is pretty impressive. And so we're very thankful that we're able to do a webinar like this to be able to give this information out to the manufacturers, because we actually, our passion is for the manufacturers and for their sustainability and their growth in the state of Massachusetts, as is CAM. So that's why we like to partner up with them. They got a lot to offer. So yeah, it was a good time. Fun hour-long session. Actually, I think it might have been just under an hour, Kevin, if I remember correctly. I think I got everybody out of there a little bit earlier than normal. So this is why I just moderate stuff, and I'm not usually the subject matter expert in the room.
Professional moderator.
Ooh, I'm going to put that on my resume.
There you go. I like that. No, yeah, it seemed like a fantastic webinar, and I'm sure we can link that to the podcast as well. And if you would like to learn more information about that, check out the video. And then if you have even more questions, reach out to us and we can get you in contact with the right people for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to talk about, I'm going to kind of lead Kevin into the last event that we did, because this is kind of an ongoing event, we'll say, right, Kevin?
Right.
So this is our workplace safety and education with MassMEP. So the Department of Industrial Accidents, we were awarded funding that allows these training sessions to happen. And so if you go to our website at massmep.org and then go under our events page, you will see the DIA grant funded training sessions. And then as you scroll down, you will see multiple listings for different sessions that are available. So we had, Kevin and I were fortunate enough to sit through one yesterday. Obviously, somebody in this group is more attentive to what people say versus the other. And so Kevin will be telling you a little bit more about what happened yesterday when Joe came in to do the training. So what kind of run us down the how it worked yesterday, Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, don't give me too much credit.
Well, you were listen, you gave me a no, great description at one point. I was like, wow, this is impressive. No, yeah. This guy knows what he's talking about. Like, I'm impressed. So yeah, it was good.
No, it seemed like a really great session. It was on hazard ID training. So it was all about identifying hazards in the workplace, something that all manufacturers should definitely have on the top of their mind. And something that for someone who doesn't really have a manufacturing background and just sitting through the session, it was like, wow, you really have to think about all of these scenarios, all of the hazards that could be potentially in the workplace. And it's a little bit overwhelming, but if you attend these sessions, I feel like they lay it out very well. They give you the knowledge to identify these hazards, and then you can It gives you that opportunity to just walk around your facility and be like, okay, there's something messed up there. There's something awry there. I have to fix some things like workflow or straight up just like hazard wise. I mean, it's great information for anybody that's in the manufacturing world and that doesn't have the training. I mean, everybody that is in this industry should be going through this training. And if you haven't, then you should get yourself a little bit more educated. And we can also link this into the podcast description as well. So take a look at the trainings that are available. There's definitely something that will suit anybody in the industry. I know we have, so coming up, we had the hazard ID training yesterday. Some upcoming ones that we have as well is job hazard assessment workshop, OSHA 10 2-day training, first aid, CPR, and bloodborne pathogen training, workplace violence training, and then the fire prevention training. And I mean, I think all of those are very significant in the industry that you guys are working in. So if you're not too well educated on it, hit the link in the description.
I think it's a valid point too. Like, so the hazard ID and abatement introductory workshop is the one that we sat through yesterday. But Kevin makes a valid point that while like he said, he's not, we're not technically, we're not a manufacturer and we're not in it, but he's part of the staff. And so over like listening to that and hearing that. So while there are certain individuals within the organization that are very well trained on this or are very well diversed in these areas of expertise and knowledge, this is an opportunity if you have other, maybe it's department heads or supervisors or people working in certain departments that you feel would benefit from this and you as well. The Department of Industrial Accidents obviously feels a need. As you, as a manufacturer, you also have a lot of requirements that you have to check off, that you have to be sure that you're hitting. OSHA, everybody is like, ooh, they're the bad guys, right? And they come knocking on your door and you go, I got to make sure I hit all my OSHA, hit all my compliances.
Right.
When I was working in the manufacturing world, we had a lab. And so we had a lot. We had our SDS check sheets, we had hazardous, materials. So we all had to go through a lot of significant training. And then some of the other ones that maybe you don't think about are like things like a workplace violence. Unfortunately, in what's, today's, I think if you ask somebody that says, oh, the what's happening in today's world versus what was happening in the world, 10 years ago is different, 5 years ago is different, maybe even 2 years ago. So always keeping being a student of your craft is what we like to say. So these training sessions, they are for manufacturers only, and there is no fee associated to them for the manufacturers. There is a form that you need to complete. You need to have your FEIN number as a manufacturer, and that does need to be submitted in your application. And then you can, there is a limited number of seats though in the training sessions. That's why there are multiple opportunities for you to attend. So different dates and different times. So this is a big one. They are run, just so everybody knows, I don't think we said this, but safety trainers. So if you have not met the team from Safety Trainers, this is a great opportunity. Again, another very good partner of ours that we really enjoy working with. It for them, this is their passion, and they want manufacturers to have safe environments. They want them to thrive and succeed. For those of you that remember or were privy to the ABCs of returning to work, Darcy Cook from Safety Trainers, she ran that 5-webinar series that we did when we were coming out of the pandemic and returning. And there were hundreds in the webinars attending them to listen. And same thing, Darcy is a student of her craft. Safety Trainers is a student of their craft. And they are constantly learning and educating themselves so that they can in turn do the same for our manufacturers and for any small businesses, to be honest with you, or businesses, they do that. But yeah, so this was, you know, we were awarded a workplace safety and education grant from the Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development's Department of Industrial Accidents. And that is what we are putting this funding towards. So go to the website, look and see what training sessions we have and when we have them, and get yourself signed up. And they are running now until, I think there's trainings up until June. So depending on it is what you need, by all means, go in and take a peek and see what's available. So maybe something is a good fit.
Yeah, I think this stuff is super critical. I think that, I mean, all manufacturers, all people want to grow their business, right? And as you're growing your business, as you're introducing new machines, new initiatives, new, maybe you're introducing like forklifts and stuff like that, and you're able to like upgrade in that sense, there's going to be more hazards that come with it. So just to keep yourself informed on what you're getting yourself into when you're making those purchases, just like having that perspective on, oh, okay, I have to do some training on this as well. I can't just implement a new machine and it's all hunky dory, you know? You have to go through those classes or whatnot, or learn where the hazards are and make sure your entire facility knows about them.
Yeah. And you said when you were listening to Joey doing the training, you did say he was bringing a lot of real life experiences right to the forefront to get, you know, to make it a little bit more relevant to those that are sitting there, right?
Yeah, definitely. He like pretty vivid real world incidents that like go on in manufacturing facilities. And it's like when you're dealing with these heavy machineries, heavy duty machineries, and any wrong move, you could lose a limb or whatnot. You need to be informed. I know he went over this situation where somebody lost a couple fingers just because they didn't do the process right. And I mean, when it comes to manufacturing, those are the mistakes that you're going to see. If you make a mistake like that, it's going to be something dire, and it's going to be something that affects you gradually. So it's important to have these initiatives in place for sure.
Yeah. You are right. So I think like what I'm hearing a common theme is that the last two things that we have done, it's that there we have the opportunity to offer things that help the manufacturer sustain and grow. So we are doing the trainings and we are doing the work and trying to get people put together so that they can work through to get grant funding so that they can help. You know, we kind of walk along beside you, but we will do what we can on our end to get you to that next level so that then you can take it and implement it and then grow if needed or sustain wherever you're comfortable. So that's what we've got.
And a lot of our business development advisors, our project managers, for our people that work for MassMEP, all of them have been in the place where you are at. They have run their own floors. They've been engineers, they've been, you know, on the floor and whatnot. So they know what it takes to get to where you want to go. You know what I mean? And like making sure that you have all those, in this case, we're talking about the hazards, and all of our PMs and BDAs are well informed on those standards that need to be in place. So if you have any questions about that and you're already a client with us, reach out to your BDA or PM and let them know.
Yeah, very true.
And if you're not, reach out to us and we'll get you one.
Exactly. Yep. It all filters through Kevin.
Yeah, all of it.
Kevin has, he's like, he has all the power. He's like Oz.
Yeah, no, it's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's through the Contact Us page, and we can link that into the description as well. So reach out to us on our Contact Us page. There are no stupid questions whatsoever. So, I mean,
not
ask
in this world.
Whatever you like. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We are genuinely here to see these small to medium sized manufacturers succeed and in any way possible.
You got it. Yes, we are. Yeah. Yeah. So it was quiet. I think I feel like it was a little bit of a quieter month, but it was definitely busy and had a lot of great takeaways from it. And then in the month of April, we have four events going on. Our big one is our Beers and Gears. So Western Mass, we're on our tour bus, making our way out there. So look onto the website. We are at Shire and Synajex and Cinecon. So
Cinecon.
Synajex
Oh,
is our sponsor. Yeah, Cinecon Plastics is where we're headed for the gears part. And then for the beers part, we're headed to Shire. So, and then we also have three other events. The Forge Spring Startup Showcase is in April. The Worcester Business Journal Excellence Awards is in April. And we are also a part of the Business Resource Fair, which is April 23rd. That is going to be held at, it's a Exchange Street in Malden, the Malden Chamber of Commerce. It is on Tuesday, April 23rd. It is from 8:45 in the morning is when the doors open to the public. And then it looks as though it will end about 11:30. This will also be another event. So we'll be in Malden too. So four events we have in the month of April. Quiet in the month of April.
And I know for the Beers and Gears event, I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I mean, all those events, they're free for the manufacturers to attend. Is that
Yeah,
correct?
that is correct.
So, I mean, this is a no-brainer for any manufacturers in the state of Massachusetts that are listening to this podcast. Go to our event page and see which event speaks to you. I know that the Beers and Gears event will be fantastic. It's a great networking opportunity, great chance for you to share your ideas, share some perspective on the industry that you're in the facility that you're in. And it'll be a great tour of Cinecon as well. I hear that they have some great automation going on in there. And I think it'll be just a great event. So please register for that event. It will be fantastic. I look forward to seeing you all there.
Yep. For those that are listening, they're all like, his metrics must be based on the amount of people that attend these events.
Yeah. A
Ah,
small raise with every single attendee that. Please,
oh
please, I have to feed my cats.
my gosh, that's great. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so a big month in April. So yeah, definitely for anybody looking to attend. Like Kevin said, he's right. We don't have a charge. And if you ever do run up against something, especially if it's a mass MEP event, just reach out to us if you are a manufacturer. More than likely, we probably have some kind of a code for you to use to register for an event if there is a fee associated with it. For mass MEP events, that is anyway. As far as the other events, if they are a some we do have partner events. We do have resource events, and then we have all of our events. So some of our partner and resource events, we can't always get a code for, but sometimes they are kind enough that if we say it on the podcast, they would be happy to offer a code. But for the month of April, you're clear, all freebies in the month of April.
So no reason that you shouldn't be attending,
Yeah,
right?
you got
It's
it.
just an informative days. You'll leave there with nothing but new information to bring back to your facility.
Yeah, I would preface though the beers and gears for April is it is in Western Mass. It is out in Dalton, Mass. So for those that are maybe in your neck of the woods, Kevin, you're looking at about a 3-hour ride. So that means that at some point we will be coming back to the Southeast, and that's in July, right?
You're right.
Okay. All right.
You're
So we're back in the Southeast in July. And then in, I think it's October, we're back in Central Mass.
beautiful. But hey, I'm making that drive from Boston, so you should too.
You know what? And if they're going to get paid, maybe they will.
Maybe they will.
Maybe they will. So yeah, it'd be great. Yeah, you'll be surprised who will end up staying out in Western Mass
Yeah.
that works in South in the Southeast. So yeah,
Yeah.
it'll happen. Yep. Yeah. All right. Well, great job. Good month. Lots of stuff happened in March. It was a fun month. And then here's looking forward to April and all the fun things that we're doing next month.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Okay. Well, thanks everyone. Thanks for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Mass MEP Manufacturing Podcast, Transforming Manufacturing Enterprises.
You can subscribe to our channel anywhere you listen to your podcast, or you can always go to our website at massmep.org.
We'll see you next time, whether it's in
our space,
your space,
or cyberspace.